are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And you guys know this song? Sugar Ray, come on now.
Yeah, I love this song.
This is a perfect song for when it starts to get nice outside.
Exactly. Bring on the nice weather, please.
All around the world, statues crumble for me.
Sound bad.
How long I love you.
Wait, Porkchop doesn't know the word.
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. To you, Porkchop.
All right.
25 years old. My mother, she's dressed in gold.
No.
I just wanna fly.
I know this song.
Yeah, I know this
Your
part.
Mom's not dressed in gold, though.
This is the only part I know.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm playing this, kind of sad news, but it made me think, like, wow, what would that be like, or what would be tougher, or what would you prefer, I guess? Sugar Ray's Mark McGrath says he's going deaf. He says he's deaf, sorry. He's losing his hearing, and he's worried because he needs to hear, obviously, to perform and to do shows.
Right.
He adds that he doesn't like to use his in-ear monitors to protect his hearing, and he admits that's kind of dumb because that's when you see them have those little earbuds. It's so they can hear, and they can not have their ears blown out. It kind of mutes things, but also so they can hear what's going on.
I mean, it might not look the best, but obviously if it's like the only thing that's going to keep you from like not going deaf that quick, absolutely wear them.
So I'm wondering at 833 Joe Alex, and I'll ask everybody in the room. Alex is off today, so I'll ask Liv and Porkchop. If you had to lose one of your senses, like if it slowly went,
I know what I would do.
Which one would you like? Say, okay, I guess I'm gonna lose that one. And if you could choose, I guess.
So people are gonna think this is crazy, but I would choose to lose my sense of taste.
Oh, because you can't eat anything good anyway.
Now,
I think you've already lost your sense of taste, by the way. Some of the crap
No, I haven't. So I eat generally like pretty healthy just because I want to live until I'm like 100.
Yeah.
Like I want to like see my great, 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 great grandchildren. And I am intolerant to dairy and lactose, dairy and gluten. So I already like struggle so bad because I see people eating pizza and I'm like so destroyed by it because I want the pizza because I know how good the taste is. But if pizza and cucumbers taste the same to me, then it wouldn't be such a struggle. It wouldn't be so sad, and it wouldn't be so hard to eat healthy.
See, the sense I'd be willing, if I could choose to lose, I'd lose my sense of smell.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be some negative things. It's like, man, Joe, did you shower? You really funky. But to be fair, some of my farts I wouldn't have to deal with. Like, just nasty smells that we encounter in life, I wouldn't have to deal with.
Honestly?
It. The smell of burnt popcorn, who cares? You don't have to deal with it.
I like the smell of burnt popcorn.
And if
you are weird.
If you ever lost your job here, you could like work at the sanitation department and you wouldn't have to deal with the smell.
Yeah, or
yeah,
you'd be a garbage person.
You would
cool.
still see stuff. You would still see stuff at the sanitation
That's
department.
True. But
that
I wonder, though, if you didn't
up.
Have your sense of smell, even if you saw it, Liv, I wonder if it would affect you there.
Because it doesn't resonate the same. That's true. See, but also, if you lose your sense of smell, things aren't going to taste the same to you at all because a lot of what you taste has to do with the smell. You're just not realizing that.
Now, what about you, Porkchop? I mean, because the senses, there's obviously sight, there's smell, there's hearing. I mean, those are the ones that we kind of really haven't talked much about.
No, I got to keep the hearing and the seeing. Got to keep the sense of touch of our feeling. So, yeah, I would. It'd be between smell and taste.
Well, pick one.
Probably would have to pick smell, too.
Give
smell?
Up the smell.
Oh, there's nothing like fresh lavender. Like...
Yeah, but you wouldn't even know what you're missing out on, though. Like, if you couldn't hear, if you couldn't see, oh my gosh, that's got to be so tough.
I agree with you. But also, when you first get to the beach and you roll down the windows and you start to smell like the beach and the salt water, that is like the best feeling in the world. So who cares if you can't taste the pina colada?
All I'm thinking, I mean, you could still feel all that, Liv. I'm just thinking of you ruining it with you have the sound effect, Joe, the...
Oh, Liv, just letting one go?
Are you kidding me? Stop it!
Oh, guys, it's fine. There's
Stop!
Nothing. We're good.
Jeez, okay.
All right, you can let us know on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Maybe we can put a poll up there, and we can't put all the senses up there, but we could do like some of the big ones.
You know what? I've decided to change my mind. I want to lose the sense of hearing, so I don't have to listen to you two idiots anymore.
Wow, really?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.